Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Light in the Morning podcast. I'm excited to welcome the program, Margot Lemmark. Happy birthday, Margot. I had to say that. How are you?
Thank you, Neil.
I appreciate part of your birthday. You're spending time with me to do your podcast. So I wanted to talk about our topic today, and that, again, is celebrating the moments in our life, the special moments, the little moments. I think that we miss out a lot when it comes to things like this, don't we?
Yes, we do. And it's so important to do. And I think it's becoming more and more apparent how important it is. As time goes on with this COVID thing and people being at home, now we get to go out a little bit more. And once we're starting to go out and see some people, we're realizing the importance of being together, celebrating, appreciating every single moment we have. So yeah, I think it's become very apparent to most of us how important that is.
And what we miss is, you know, even though when bad things are happening, why don't we focus on those good moments? Because if we allow ourselves to focus on the bad moments, it does nothing but stress us out, drain us, and we miss the good moments that happen to us during the day.
That's exactly right. It's the whole be here now thing. You know, if you have to just turn off the news, turn off the news. Believe me, I have. And I feel much better. I mean, I tune in every once in a while to make sure we still have a world and a president and things like that. But I just turn off a lot of it just because it's just too depressing. And so, yeah, I think it's really important where we put our attention. And this idea of celebration, I really do want to talk about it because I have a very current incident. Recently, I had to put my dog down, and it's the hardest thing maybe I've ever done. Just so hard. And so what we did, and I want to explain the progression of this just to show you the importance of celebration. And you know, it's important to grieve, and you have to go through the grief, and I have been grieving. But other than when you're not feeling that, it's important to honor everything. And so what I started to do is honor my dog. She was, she's buried outside my house down the hill, and the hill was so steep, I couldn't get to it. We could, you know, you'd take a few sideward steps and you'd slide into the next tree, and then you'd take a few more steps and slide into the tree. That's how steep it is. So I called some friends of mine and asked them if they would put some little steps down to the grave so we could make a beautiful garden out of it. So they did. And then we went to get some more, more plants and things. And we were at Walmart and I saw this swing. And I looked at my friend Lena and I went, ooh. And she goes, yes. So she grabbed the swing, put it in her truck. We bring it home. And they ended up, she and her brother ended up creating this flat area in this steep hill to put the swing. And they really secured it with a little path and cement and a little retaining wall. And then I decided, once a month I have this party. It's called Margarita Wednesday. And the people in my office come they have Margaritas.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's great. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we've been doing that for a long time, except for COVID. And so now we're having the first one in about a year and a half. And I said, oh, Lena, we need 15 seats down here. We need to fit everybody down here. So they created another flat area right around the swing, right around Bindi's little grave, which we've turned into this beautiful garden. And it's so incredible because what's happened as a result of that, it's sort of like Bindi made us do it. My dog just made us stay with her. And now all the neighbors are coming over, swinging in the swing, reading a book on the swing, and everybody is celebrating Bindi in this little area, and everybody's enjoying it. And so when you put your attention on celebrating something, it can really turn into something beautiful. And so now I have this beautiful yard in my backyard where I couldn't even get to before. And we get to hang out with Bindi, and it's the most incredible space with a little swing and stools. And now we're even going to put an outdoor theater out there. So there is an example of celebrating.
Definitely. And I think that we talked about remembering a loved one in last month's podcast. And it's kind of like this one is more telling us, okay, we remembered things. Now we're going to really celebrate times when we had the person, but also celebrate our life, because we never know when it's going to be the time, as you talked about, living your life like it's your last day every day, but those moments. And what steps do you think our listeners can take today to celebrate those moments?
Well, I think right now they should just celebrate wherever they are. Just literally, and celebration doesn't mean, you know, fireworks necessarily. It just means really looking around and appreciating. I can't even tell you how many times I look around and I just appreciate my chandelier or my dining room table or just where I live or my neighbors, or just look around and in whatever moment you are living right now, look around and appreciate what you have and realize that most people, or a whole bunch of people in life, don't have what you have. And when you start living that appreciation, your life does become a celebration. That is how every moment becomes a celebration.
Wow. Okay. So that's one thing, looking at the world around us. That's a great, and look at our special times. Any other times how you can really set up to really remember to celebrate those moments? Is it after a moment happens, it's a great moment to really jot it down, maybe in a journal or do something? What would you recommend?
Sure.
I'm sure you have do you journal? That's a good question, Margo. Do you journal?
Oh, that is a really good question. I'm an author and I don't even journal. I wish I had, because I would have had 20 books out by now just on different things in my life. But I think journaling is a wonderful thing to do. And when you journal, you know, you just sit and you start writing and just let it rip, knowing that nobody's going to read it. So you can just get your thoughts out. I think that's a wonderful thing to do. I think if you're an artist, just sit down and grab a brush, you know, or pick up the phone and call somebody. There's all kinds of things you can do, and it doesn't have to be a creative outlet. It can just be anything. Just go grab your cat or your dog and start petting them. That process of doing that, just it puts you in the moment, because there's nothing else you can do in that moment. You're just petting your dog. You know what I mean? There's just all kinds of things you can do, but you have to realize you can just do it in the moment. You don't have to have any props. No props at all.
I was going to say is that journaling idea I have is huge for our listeners, because wow, you had one of those, you know, awesome days. Wow. It 5 o'clock ends and you're like, you know, you killed it at work. You had great sales, or you were just on fire today. And then tomorrow you might be completely on the ground in pain for some reason.
Yeah.
So I think that celebrating those great moments and really understanding, wow, they're fleeting.
They are fleeting like everything else.
Wow. I mean, it just makes me think that. So journaling was something I gave up and gave as an idea. And I said, well, we should do that. What other ways can we celebrate these great moments?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You just pick anything you want to do in that moment. And this is what I really mean by calling somebody or telling somebody about your great day. That's a great way to celebrate your day, is call a friend and tell them about it. Call a friend, take them out to lunch and tell them about it. Think of a new activity you want to do and call somebody and do it. I think the best way to celebrate is actually to take an action. Just take some kind of action, whether it's picking up that pen and journaling, or whether it's picking up a phone and calling somebody, or whether it's picking up a paintbrush, or whether it's calling your friend and asking him to make some stairs down to this garden. I think action is what creates the celebration. You can do it within, certainly that's kind of a meditative way, but some type of action like you're talking about is the way to celebrate. But I think the important thing to remember is you can celebrate any moment, any given moment. You can just walk outside, take a walk and pick some flowers. You can go to a park and sit in a bench and people watch. All of that. It doesn't have to be a party. You know, anything can become a party, you know, with however you make it. And I think that's the important thing to remember, is it's all stems from appreciation. That day that you're talking about at work, that is appreciation of a great, successful day. And so it all starts with that appreciation and gratitude for what you have. And, you know, if, as long as you can create that in your heart, that just springs into joy. And if you can spring that into action, it becomes a celebration.
And this all stemmed from Margot saying it's her birthday. I wasn't planning on this being the episode, but I said, let's do this. And let's exactly. And then celebrating. And I think about it in so many ways since I left my day job and now I'm back to my business full time, how much I was dying inside not to do what I love. Really?
Exactly.
I mean, seriously. I don't know if you can tell it in the tone of my voice, Margo. Tell it.
Yeah, you sound really happy.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, just today, I've been killing it. But meaning, since I Clubhouse and since just, you know, becoming a voice that's a leader, not just finally getting feedback from others. It's just like, you know, it just continues to make you grow and it continues to make you excited. And I think with you in real estate, Margo, when you're doing so well and so successful and people see, wow, you're great at what you do, it makes you feel really good. And I think we have to take those celebrations anytime we can and look and I think and just say, wow, how lucky am I that I'm on top of the world, at least if even it's the smallest place in the world, that people look at me and say, they're really good at what they do.
Exactly. And, you know, speaking of real estate, I'll tell you what makes it successful is every time you get with one of those clients, you just enjoy the heck out of them. We have so much fun when we show real estate. People think you've got to be really serious. And no, you don't. You have to do a really good job and take your job seriously and really do right by your clients. But you just enjoy it. I have made so many friends from real estate because we've had such a great time looking for property. And sometimes it's pretty intense, but that's all part of this celebration. It's all part of that appreciation you're saying that we're talking about. And if every client you look at and you appreciate them for coming into your life and offering you this chance to help them, that's a celebration.
A huge celebration. It's one that
huge,
and not everyone has that. And I feel bad for that for sure.
I do too. I do too. Because if they could have that, they'd have a much better life. The life would be more fun. It'd be more successful. They'd attract more to them. That celebratory appreciation is what attracts things to you, and then your life just sort of becomes a party.
And how do you celebrate your birthday? Tell us.
Well, how I'm celebrating my birthday is I used to manage a rock band, and the front man of the band, his name is Adam Music. He's unbelievably fantastic musician. I mean, that's his name. Guess what he's supposed to do for a living? So he's playing tonight. Now he's got a one-man band. We're going to go see him. A bunch of our friends are going out, and it's just going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to this celebration.
Awesome.
First time out in a long time.
Okay. So yes, exactly. Website for more info. Where can we go?
LightInTheMorning.com, www.LightInTheMorning, MORNING.com.
And you can check out your book, make sure people talk about your podcast, write some reviews, and I appreciate it, Margo. We'll talk soon.
Okay, sounds great, Neil. Thanks so much.
All right, guys, that was the Light and Morning podcast. Take care.